朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
他说信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
He says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen.
就是所盼望之事的这个 substance 啊，它的实底。
So that is the substance of things that we hope for.
然后是未见之事的确据，就是还没有发生的事你就已经有把握的意思。
The evidence of things unseen, that is our assurance of things are not yet happened.
啊，最近是美国开始这个血拼的日子哈。
We just started the shopping period, the shopping time in America.
你们的 shopping 我们中文翻译做血拼了 ，bloody fight.
The Chinese translated shopping to the bloody fights.
为了 Thanksgiving Christmas， 大家都去买礼物啊。
Because people are started to shopping for Christmas gifts.
你们有没有人到 Amazon 啊，到 eBay 上去订东西的人
？Have you purchased anything from Amazon or from eBay？
他上面告诉你说，这个 estimate arrival date Wednesday， 礼拜三会到。
Sometimes they will tell you, say, for example, estimated arrival time is Wednesday.
你们会不会怀疑
？Would you doubt？
不会怀疑吗？你的 Wednesday 可能慢点上班，在家等的话，那个 iPhone 终于要来了。
So you will not doubt, right? You probably take a day off work to wait for your iPhone.
你还没有拿到，你已经有把握，你已经有确据知道 you will get it， 因为你已经 pay 了。
Even before you receive it, you already have the assurance that you will get it because you have paid it already.
你看我儿子在读大学的时候，有时候我跟于师母打电话给他说，哎，我们今天刚刚 transfer 了一点钱到你的账户，他马上说谢谢爸爸或谢谢妈妈。
When our sons were in college, sometimes we'll call them and say, Mom and Dad has already transferred some money to your account. They will immediately say, Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
他的心情从那个 moment 开始就快乐了，虽然他还没看到。
So they started to feel very happy even though they have not seen the money yet.
他可能银行只剩下一块钱了，他知道今天中午去可以吃饭了。
Maybe their account was down to $1, but yet they know they could buy lunch today.
他还没看到。
Even though they have not seen the money.
他甚至不需要去 worry， 反正只要借着我说的他就信了。
They don't have to worry, as long as I said it, they can believe it.
只不过现在越来越不可靠了，讲完会忘记。
But now I'm not as trustworthy because I might forget now.
他都要先搞清楚是已经记了还是准备记了。
So they have to clarify: Have you transferred or you are going to?
弟兄姊妹，这是告诉我们的信心，就是你虽然还没有发生，但是你已经有把握，你知道你一定会得到。
So what is faith? Faith is being assured of things that have not yet happened.
它的重要性，希伯来书十一章第六节告诉我们，我们一起来背哈，很重要。
Why is faith so important?Verse 6 tells us, let's read together.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。那我想我们曾经讲过很多次了哈，必须信有神，有过三个翻译。
I've shared with you already, there are three interpretations of this, must believe that he is.
这三个翻译都很宝贵，都很重要。
All three interpretations are very precious and important.
第一个是讲到神存在。
First, that God exists.
He exists. 他存在。
That God exists.
第二个讲到他同在。
And also, He is with us.
第三个讲到他是。
And also, He is.
这是神跟摩西做的自我介绍。I am who I am.
That was His self-introduction to Moses. I am who I am.
好像开了一张。差点讲空头支票，空白支票。
As if he has written a blank check to Moses.
像这个 Spurgeon 讲的哈。
As Brother Spurgeon has said.
他说神给我们一个 checkbook on the bank of faith.
That God has given us a checkbook from bank of faith.
随便你写。
That you can just write any amount you want.
你缺少喜乐吗
？You like joy?
他是我们的喜乐。
He is our joy.
你缺少能力吗
？You lack power.
他是我们的能力。
He is our power.
我们缺少圣洁吗？我们根本就缺少，根本没有。
We lack holiness.
他是我们的圣洁。
He is our holiness.
你不管缺什么，他是什么。
Whatever you lack, He is.
所以三个东西都重要。第一个讲到他存在。
So all three interpretations are very important. First, that he exists.
当我如果我们想到神真在，我们所信的神真存在的话
，If we truly know that he exists,
那真的为什么还要害怕呢
？Then why should we still be afraid?
所以当路德在改教的时候，被教皇逼得这个灰心失望的时候，他的妻子穿着丧服出来。
So when Martin Luther was going through the Reformation and he was feeling discouraged, his wife came out with this sackcloth.
路德问他说：“谁死了？你今天穿着丧服
？”So she dressed up like a funeral clothes.
And then Martin Luther asked,
"Martin Luther asked, who died that you wearing the funeral
clothes?"
And she says, "God died."
路德说：“神怎么会死
？”And Luther says, "How can God die?"
啊，妻子就问他：“神如果没有死，你今天在怕什么？”
Then his wife asked him, "If God did not die, why are you so afraid today?"
如果我们所传的神，如果我们所信的神，他是从永远到永远啊，永远活着的神，我们怕什么
？If the God that we believe and we preach is God who lives forever, from everlasting to everlasting, why are we still afraid?
这位爱我们爱到一个地步，可以把独生子赐给我们的神，如果是存在。你怕什么
This God who loves us to a point that he can give us his only begotten son, if he exists, why are we afraid?
如果这位神创造诸天沧海撼地的神今天还存在你怕什么
If this God who created the universe, heaven and earth, he still exists, why are we still afraid?
如果这位掌管我们明天的神他仍然在掌权我们怕什么
If this God who holds out tomorrow still reigns today, why are we still afraid?
因他活着，我能面对明天，对不对
？Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
为什么要怕
？Why are we still afraid?
第二个讲到他同在
，and then also he's with us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那是更不得了的境界了。
That is even more unbelievable.
我们的神不是高高在上的一位神而已。
Our God is not just a God sitting in heaven, unreachable.
他是永远跟我们同在，他甚至取的名字叫以马内利。告诉我们，他就是跟我们同在。
He is forever with us. He even took on the name Emmanuel to show us that he's always with us.
所以我常常聚会聚到一半会谢谢耶稣，真的，他就是在我们旁边。
Sometimes in the middle of the meeting, I would thank him because he is just with us.
多少时候读经祷告的时候遇见他的同在，多喜乐。
When we pray and read the Bible, we encounter his presence. How joyful that is!
哦，每一次在他座前小逗留，我们的喜乐已难言。
Every time when we spend quiet.And before him, our joy is unspeakable.
在讲到神的同在
because of his presence.
第三个讲到他是那位全有全足全丰的那一位
And also, thirdly, he is that all-sufficient God.
我们不管有任何的需要，他就是那个需要，他就是那个满足
Whatever we lack, he is that.Our satisfaction.
所以神在我们身上有时候会创造出一些的需要来。
So sometimes God will create a need in our life.
让我们里面好像不安害怕，这是我们的本性。
So by our nature, we started to be anxious and fear.
让我们来经历它，它是我们的平安，它是我们的笃定。
So that we can experience that He is our faith and He is our peace and He is our rest.
有时候神容许一些这个不喜乐的事情发生在我们周围。
Sometimes God allows something that is unpleasant to happen in our life.
他创造出一些需要，让我们里面觉得我羡慕能够过喜乐的生活。
So He will create this need that we would thirst and desire to live a joyful life.
后来我们经历到基督就是我的喜乐的时候，才知道这个喜乐不是建筑在环境上的。
And when we finally experience that Christ is our joy, then we understand this joy is not built on our circumstances.
原来是建立在他的身上的。
But this joy is built on Him.
很多的时候，我们里面有很多的 anxiety 焦虑不安在我们的里面。
Oftentimes we will feel anxiety within us.
但是当我们经历到只要借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们所要的来告诉他的时候
，But when we experience that through supplication and prayer, we can come before Him, make our request known to Him.
他要把那个出人意外的平安，就是我们连想都没想过的、没有经历过的平安，要赐给我。
That He's going to give to us a peace that transcends all our understanding that we never even imagined.
这叫做他是。
And this is.What it means that he is.
而且他要赏赐那寻求他的人。
And he is a rewarder to all who diligently seek him.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道信心太重要了。
So this is so important to have faith.
不光人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
Not only that without faith it is impossible to please him.
而是当我们真相信的时候。
But if we truly believe,
立刻给我们带到一个全然不同的境界里面。
It instantly lifted us up to a brand new realm.
而且他给我们带来截然不同的结局。
And he will bring us to a completely different end.
让我们能够透过这一切看得见的祝福，看得见的人事物。
So through all these visible blessings and things,
我们能够跟这个 invisible 那边看不见的神发生的关系。
That we encounter this invisible God.
而且让我们能够跟那个隐藏在这些事情遭遇背后那个属灵的价值意义发生关系。
That we obtain all the spiritual essence and values behind all these visible circumstances.
所以保罗说我们不上胆。
Therefore, Paul says we do not lose heart.
虽然我们外体这是看得到的。
Yes, even though our outer man, the visible body,
虽然会毁坏。
Yes, it's wasting away day by day.
但是我们里面的人Inner man,
but yet our inner man
却一天新似一天
is being renewed day by day.
他说这自战自清的苦楚讲到我们外在的环境
This light and momentary afflictions
要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀这是看不见的
will achieve for us eternal glory that outweighs all these afflictions.
所以他就再提醒我们我们不是顾念所见的我们乃是顾念所不见的
Therefore, once again, Paul reminded us that we should set our mind on the things unseen, not the things seen.
弟兄姊妹，到底今天在你我的遭遇里面，我们是在追求，是在在乎这些看得见的呢
？So today in our circumstances, what are we pursuing? Are we pursuing things that we can see?
还是我们的注意力真正能够集中在追求那些看不见的
？Or we fix our eyes and minds on the things unseen?
我们都是常人。
Yes, we are all ordinary people.
我们很容易活在眼见中。
We easily fall into realm of seeing. 所以
一个属肉体的人身上有一个很大的特点，就是他很容易受环境搅扰。
A very great common characteristics of carnal man is that we can easily be affected by the circumstances.
他随着环境而起伏。
And we fluctuate according to our circumstances.
跟神的关系也是随着环境而起伏。
And our relationship with God also fluctuates according to our circumstances.
他能不能侍奉也是跟着环境而起伏。
And our service capacity also fluctuates according to our circumstances.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们。
But yet Paul tells us.
我们不是顾念所见的。
We do not set our mind on the things seen.
我们乃是顾念所不见的。
But unseen.
所见的是暂时的。
Seeing is temporary.
所不见的是永远的。
Yeah, what is unseen is eternal.
这是希伯来作者在这里告诉我们的。
And this is what the author of Hebrews tells us.
所以当我们带着信心来到神的面前。
As we come before God by faith.
我们整个被带到一个新的境界里面去。
We're being brought into a brand new realm.
能够跟永恒发生关系。
That we can have encounter with eternity.
能够跟永生发生关系。
With this everlasting eternal life.
而能够跟基督发生关系。
We encounter Christ.
能够让我们在主的面前能够享受那因信而得的赏赐。
That we can enjoy the reward because of our faith.
第三个我们讲到它的特点。
Then we talk about the characteristics of faith.
希伯来书十一章在这里十三节到十四节说这些人都是存着信心死的并没有得着所应许的却从远处望见且欢喜迎接又承认自己在世上是客旅是寄居的说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡
That is Hebrew 11 verses 13 to 14.
然后到了三十九节到四十节他说这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据却未得着所应许的。
And verse 39 to 40, all these haven't obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise.
我不晓得你们读的这些经文的感受是什么。
I don't know how you feel about it when you read these verses.
哇那基督徒多辛苦了既然要用信心然后信心又不能让我们得着所应许的。
How difficult it is to be Christians that we ought to live by faith, and yet by faith we still do not receive the promise.
那我们还需要祷告吗？
Then do we still need to pray?
我不用信心也得不到，他用信心也一样得不到，那不是一样吗？
If I do not obtain because I don't have faith, but they did not obtain even though they have faith, isn't that the same anyways?
我的信心哪里能够跟亚伯拉罕比呢？
How can my faith be compared with the faith of Abraham?
我哪里能够跟以诺罗亚比呢？
And then how can my faith be compared with faith of Enoch or Noah?
连他们那么大的信心都得不到所应许的，那我不要祷告了。
Even them with such great faith could not receive the promise. Why do we still need to pray?
反正给不给是他老人家的事情，跟我有什么关系？
Whether we receive it or not, it's all up to God. Why do we have to worry them?
反正祷告不祷告，用不用信心，都是不能够得到所应许的。
Whether pray or not pray, by faith or not by faith, we will still not receive the promise.
有没有任何人要回答我？你如果答对了，我真的要送你一样东西。
Can anyone answer these questions? If you get the right answer, I will give you a prize.
看来我给你们的信心不够，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。我给你们应许的，没有人要回答我。
I give you a promise for a prize. Maybe this is not enough.
有没有人要回答我？
Anyone can answer these questions?
这些人都没有得着所应许的。
These people, they did not receive what was promised.
那信心到底在干什么？
Then what does faith have to do with it?
我想我很简单的提一下。
Let me briefly explain.
信心从神来的。
Faith comes from God.
但是信心的应用却在于我们。
But it is up to us how we apply our faith.
加拉太书二章二十节说，我如今活着是因信神儿子而活，有一个翻译本是说是因着神儿子的信心而活着。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says, Today I live by faith in Christ or by the faith of Christ.
而当我们在运用这个信心的时候，
When we exercise this faith,
源头是一样的，本质是一样的。
The origin and the nature of faith is all the same.
但是在应用上的时候，你大概可以分成三类。
But when we exercise, the application can be three types of
application. 一个比较是针对过去神所做的。
First is what God has done in the past.
或是已经成就的。
Or what has been accomplished.
而这个时候我们是要用信心去接受它，去相信它。
Now we have to by faith accept and believe.
例如说，起初神创造天地。
For example, at the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
我知道今天张老师要讲进化论，对不对？
I know today,张老师， she's gonna talk about evolution.
但是圣经上说，起初神创造天地，那我们相不相信？
The Bible says, at the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Do we believe it or not?
我们今天读新约圣经，讲到耶稣基督，神的儿子来到地上。为我们流血舍命，为我们从死里复活，为我们升天，我们相不相信？
Today when we read the New Testament, it says Jesus Christ came to this world, born as a man, and suffered and died for us, and resurrected. Do we believe?
神曾经借着摩西叫海分开，曾经借着先知们叫死人复活，我们相不相信？这个叫做接受已经成就的事实和神的工作。
In the past, God has through Moses divided up the Red Sea and also caused the dead to come back to life. These are the things in the past. Do we believe or not?
那第二个
，Secondly，
信心在现今的应用
，the application of faith in present time，
就是所有神的应许。圣灵的工作今天都在我们身上一直在进行的。
Because all the promises of God and the work of the Holy Spirit are still ongoing in our lives.
我们是不是在信心的里面来依靠他，来接受他在我们身上的工作和运行？
Do we trust and also obey and believe His work in our lives?
像以弗所书三章二十节，他说到神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力，要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, God can through the work that is at work in us accomplish what, more than what we can think or believe.
我们能不能在信心里面接受这个运行的大能？
Can we by faith accept and receive this great working power?
今天圣灵在这里要来充满我们，要来改变我们，要来把我们带进属灵的实际，我们到底接不接受它？
Today, Holy Spirit want to come us and transform us and lead us into all spiritual realities. Do we receive it? Do we accept it?
罗马书八章四节讲到，使律法的义成就在那不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上，圣灵要帮助我们做到这件事情，我们随不随从他？
Romans chapter 8 verse 4 says that the righteousness of God will accomplish on those who walk according to the Spirit, not by flesh. Do we believe and let Him work?
所以不光有基督客观上为我们受死，为我们复活，为我们升天。
So not only that objectively Christ has already come and suffered and died and then resurrected.
今天有主观上圣灵要带领我们怎么样子与基督同死，与基督同复活，与基督一同升上高天，执政掌那种超越得胜的经历里面。
But today, subjectively, Holy Spirit is going to lead us through so that we can experience that we die with Christ, raise with Christ, and we're seated with Christ, and we experience the victory from Him.
第三个。
Thirdly,
信心的应用对一切还没有实现的应许。
The application of faith to everything that has not happened yet.
他们在信心的里面相信。
But yet they believed in faith.
并且带着荣耀的盼望。
And they have this glorious hope.
所以罗马书第五章告诉我们，如今因着信站在所站的恩典中。
So Romans chapter 5 says, by faith, today we stand in grace.
五章二节，然后欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
And then we rejoice for the glory of God.
所以你在这里发现希伯来书十一章的作者。
So we see that the author of the Hebrews,
当他在写这些列祖的时候，
when he wrote about these patriarchs,
他把我们整个这个焦距这个镜头整个拉回到基督来之前。
He has brought us back to focus on the time before Christ came.
我来不及做一个 PowerPoint 这个讲台做例子哈。
I didn't have time to make a PowerPoint slide, so I will just show you, with this pulpit.
从你们底下来看的话。
So from your angle,
神起初创造天地是这个点哈。
At the beginning, God created heaven and earth. That is that point.
神是从永远一直到永远的神。
God is an eternal God from everlasting to everlasting.
时间只是暂时出现的。
So there's a time frame just appeared for the temporary.
要把神在人在这个记忆能够成就出来。
So that God's will and purpose can be accomplished on earth.
从神创造天地。
Starting from God created the heaven and earth.
到神对这个地永远旨意的完成。
Until God's purpose for this earth be accomplished.
这一段叫做时间。
And this period is called time.
好，所以在这里有三件重要的事情。
And three important things here.
从时间的开始，从万有的开始。
From the beginning of time, from the beginning of the universe.
到时间有一天要结束，他要把我们带到新天新地里面去。
Until the end of time, that he's going to bring us into new heaven and new earth.
叫我们永远与神同在。
That we will be with God forever and ever.
那是永世的，也没有时间了。
And that is eternity and there's no time.
所以在这一段的时间里面。
During this frame of time.
有两个重要的应许，神的旨意，神的工作。
There are two important promises and God's work and God's will.
一个是基督要降临，第一次的降临，要来完成救恩。我姑且用这个做比喻啊。
One is the first coming of Jesus Christ to accomplish redemption.
第二个，基督第二次临降临后，带进了新天新地跟永世的降临。
And then the second important time point is that the second coming of Jesus Christ, he's going to bring about new heaven and new earth.
那你就发现希伯来的作者把我们整个时间的焦距从这个点拉回到从亚伯、以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一路拉回来。
So we see that the author of the book of Hebrews brought us back to the time before Christ's first coming so that we get to focus and look at Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and all these patriarchs.
换句话说，希伯来的作者是让从这个角度来看到基督要来。
In other words, the author of Hebrews is trying to see from this angle to see the first coming of Christ.
所以当他在讲这些列祖们不是在这里高抬这些列祖们他们本身的得胜。
So he was not trying to glorify the victories of these patriarchs.
而是在这里告诉我们他们信心之所以被神称许，因为他们看见了神所应许的事情要成就，就是基督要来，而且神永远的旨意要成就。
The reason that their faith was commended by God is that they see and believed that Jesus Christ will come for the first time and then God's plan for salvation will be accomplished.
所以整个希伯来的作者就告诉他们，亚伯拉罕也好，摩西也好，你看摩西看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵，摩西跟基督发生什么关系？
So that the author is showing us like Abraham and Moses, they were commended by God. Moses saw the invisible God and he was considering suffering as a worthy to be suffering with Christ.
所以换句话说，摩西完全是在信心的里面看见那要来的基督。
So in other words, in by faith, Moses was able to see Christ who was coming.
这是神第一件大的事情，跟大的应许。
So this is the first great promise of God.
第二个大的事情，大的应许是基督要第二次来，要德国而来，而且要把我们带进。永远的里面，新天新地的里面。
The second great promise is that Jesus Christ will come back again. That is His second coming. He's going to receive His kingdom and bring us into eternal glory.
这并不是表示他们为了个人，为了当时，为了他们今生有需要的祷告，神没有听啊！不要大家不要误会。
So the author did not mean that when they pray for their needs of their time that.God did not answer their prayers.
而是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、摩西这些人死的时候，基督还没有来，还没有得着所应许的。
It's what the author mean was that when Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when they died, they did not receive the promise because Jesus Christ did not come yet.
然后呢，第二个大的应许就是神永远旨意的完成。圣经上是用一座城。圣城新耶路撒冷完成来表达神永远旨意的成就。
And the second great promise is the second coming of Jesus Christ, and then the Bible uses this new Jerusalem, the holy city, to describe the accomplishment fulfillment of God's purpose.
所以他们到死的时候还没有得着所应许的。
So when they, by the time they died, they have not received the promises.
那今天我们新约的圣徒。
Today, we Christians in the New Testament time,
我们已经 passed 了，我们已经经过了第一个大应许，已经成就了。
We have already passed the first great promise, which has already accomplished.
但是我们在这里，仍然在这里盼望那座有根基的城，神所经营、所建造的圣城新耶路撒冷，它要完成。
But today, we're still waiting and hoping for this New Jerusalem, the city that God is building, and it will be accomplished.
所以在这里有一个目标，他们羡慕一座更美的家乡，就是天上的，叫做属天的 heavenly 啊。所以神被称为他们的神，是因为他给他们预备了一座城。
Therefore, God has prepared for them a city, a New Jerusalem that they are looking for. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God because He has prepared for them a city.
圣经上用一个人能够明白的一件事情来表达什么叫做神旨意的完成。
So the Bible is trying to explain what it means that God's purpose is accomplished through something we can understand.
就是圣城新耶路撒冷建造好了。
That the New Jerusalem, the great glorious city, is accomplished.
希伯来书不是启示录二十一章告诉我们，我们看见新天新地，然后有圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Revelation chapter 21, it says that John says he saw this city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
而他到了第九节第十节的时候，他就讲到是这座圣城，也就是羔羊的心腹。
And then he says, this New Jerusalem, the city, is the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
这指的教会来说的。
And it refers to church.
那么在这条的路上，
So on this path,
历史历代所有的圣徒被呼召出来。
All these saints throughout the generations have been called out.
他们在信心里面看见基督。
In faith, they saw Christ.
他们在信心里面被这座荣耀的圣城所吸引。
By faith, in faith, they were drawn to this glorious city.
他们忠心至死，他们不在乎他们的性命，他们被杀、被拒、被羞辱。
So throughout their lives, they were faithful to the end without cherishing their lives. They gave their lives to be martyrs.
虽然他们到死还没有得着所应许的。
Even though by the time they died, they have not received that promise.
但是圣经上告诉我们，神已经为他们预备了一座城。
But yet, the Bible tells us that God has already prepared for them a city.
神已经为他们预备了更美的事。
God has prepared something far better for them.
要等着我们一同进来，一同来承受。
And God is waiting for us to join them to receive with them together.
而最大的挑战
，and the greatest challenge，
就是走这条路，随时你可以回去的。
Is that the greatest challenge is that any time you can turn back，
我们可以有回去的机会。
Anytime we can have the opportunity to return.
虽然时间到了，我们读十二章的第一节到第三节做结束。
My time is up. Let us read chapter 12, verses 1-3 to conclude this message.
我们没有时间去讲它。十二章第一节到第三节，我们只要读就好了。
Let's just read together.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，重新忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。